It is a milestone season for everyone's favorite dance show. That's right, it's season 25 of Dancing with the Stars, and we're about to recap the season premiere. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Are you ready for a brand new beat?
My voice is too bad to sing. All right, guys, what is up, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dancing with the Stars After Show. You might recognize this song from the awesome opening number on the season premiere, but before we get started on all the new celebrities and all that fun stuff, I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette, and I am joined with some awesome hosts. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey, guys, my name is Mina, and you can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
What's up, guys? My name is Jeff. If you are a super, super fan of the After Show, you actually have seen me before. I've been on a couple times, and I love the show. If you guys want to find me online, you can do so at Jeffrey C. Graham on Twitter.
There you go. Well, guys, we have so much to talk about. There are 13 new celebrities.
Yes.
But before we dig into all the dances we saw, I just want to get, what's everyone's first reaction? I know we saw so much.
I was just impressed with the talent that they have this year. I was like, wow, they're actually getting some really good people, some great athletes. I like the pairings for the most part. I'm always going to miss Derek Huff. I'm always disappointed when he's not there.
He's a classic.
He's like the one person that I always look
forward to.
He's
like the face of the show, I feel like.
He seriously is the best choreographer, the best everything. So I was a little sad that he wasn't here. But other than that, I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, I would say overall, I find this to be a very likable, very talented group of celebrities. I feel like normally there's like one or two picks where I'm like, I'd be fine if they went. And honestly, I'm at the point, even God bless her, Barbara Corcoran.
But she's just so lovable.
She's lovable. Like, I'd be sad to see anyone go this season. And I think it's going to be a lot of sad goodbyes because I think there's a lot of general talent and a lot of general likability among all of the celebrities this season.
I almost feel like there's the really talented ones and the not so talented ones are all the really likable ones.
Right.
So I was thinking, I was like, I can't really tell you one person. I'm like, nah, they should go home. So.
Yeah. And usually, I mean, this is kind of sad to say, but I feel like with a lot of the real, like the older demographic, the older contestants, we kind of know that they're like the throwaway contestants that are going to get eliminated, like episode 3, episode 2. But with Barbara, I was like, wow, she actually has a ton of potential. She has the best personality. I wish she was paired with someone else. I don't know. I didn't feel the chemistry.
Maybe next week. There's hope. Yeah. There's hope for old Barb. But okay, let's start with the first couple. So up first, we have T.O. Owens. Is Terrell?
We think it's Terrell,
but
Terrell Owens.
Aaron said
they said Terrell. Everyone all night. Let us know in the chat. Has anyone ever heard him called Terrell Owens? And where did this start? And when did this start?
I think it's Terrell.
It's
Aaron
T.O.
Andrews.
T.O. Yeah.
Let's go with T.O.
We'll go with T.O. and then Cheryl Burke, who is back, which is really exciting.
Looking great.
Maybe it's Terrell because of Terrell and Cheryl. Terrell.
Oh, I see.
Who knows?
T.O., we'll stick with that.
All right, so we saw T.O., and they danced the cha-cha. So first dance of the night. Honestly, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they started the show off with a bang. I will say, I think, Aaron was right, though, but it is Terrell. It's Terrell. Interesting.
Terrell.
No
All right,
way.
Good old Terrell. Well, I liked Terrell. I thought it was a bit of a disadvantage. He's so tall.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl is so short. So, I mean, he had to work with that. I thought that was hard. But, you know, I thought he really started the show off with a bang. What about you guys?
Yeah, I definitely agree. He's got a lot of natural rhythm and a lot of natural, likable movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was pretty on point in terms of, like, rhythmically. You know, definitely he was kind of stiff, which I think the judges called out, and I really think a lot of that has to do with the height differential.
Right.
Kind of bugs me. I feel like they do this every season where they put together one really tall dancer with one really short dancer.
And it's just such a disadvantage.
I know, and I feel like sometimes they kind of play it for comedy or something, because they'll be like, oh, he's just so tall. And it's, like, I think probably very producible to make a decision like that. But I think it kind of did affect his frame and his posture. And, yeah, I just, I'm really excited about T.O., but I'm not quite sure this is the exact partnership that's going to make him thrive, even though I love Cheryl, too. I don't know. And I think the judges were hard on his scores, which we'll get to. But go ahead, Mina.
But what dance partner could he have been with?
Lindsay.
I think him and Lindsay would have been great together.
But height-wise?
Yep. Lindsay's a lot taller, so, like...
Cheryl, they just didn't seem to mesh that well to me. I don't know. I don't know if they were... It's a new partnership. Though. But you know some, like, automatically click, and you look at them, you're like, well, they're perfect for each other. I thought they were kind of lacking that a little bit, but... We'll see.
I actually disagree. Oh. That's so weird that you say that. I don't know. I felt like it was a solid pairing. That was one of the ones where I was like, okay, like that works. But
well, guess we'll have to argue this one out. Maybe next week we'll actually figure it out. But we'll move on. So we got one judge commentary per dancer this mm-hmm. since there's so many people. Lynn, he was a little harsh on old T.O.
He was. Yeah.
Did y'all think the commentary? I think I wrote, he said, watch your feet. He was, you know, tall. He had to, you know, keep standing up, not slouching down. They took off major points for heel lead, which apparently you are not supposed to do that toe in the cha-cha.
Not heel toe.
So you always want to go toe heel in the cha-cha. And he was leading. And I love the moment when Len is like, you know, it's the first of our heel leads, and the whole audience applauds. And then the whole panel is like, nope, that is not good.
It's not what we want.
But I actually thought Len's critique was good and accurate with T.O. The scores to me, though, were not.
Right. I agree with the commentary. It was like everything that they said, I saw. Yeah. But with the scores, he got a 5, a 5, and a 5. And that was one of the lowest of everyone.
Here's the thing, though, and this is why I think scoring is so, like, weird, and it's not consistent, because they have nothing to compare it to at that point. Mm-hmm. So the way that they're rating them is much harder than the way that they might rate the last person, because sometimes I wonder if the judges are rating the dancers based on their full potential and what they can do versus, you know, objectively how they should be compared to everyone else, you know? So I feel like when you're first, you're almost at a disadvantage because they can't be like, oh, well, it was better than this, so I'm going to give it a 7, or it was worse than this, so I'm going to give it a 5. You just have to kind of be, like, almost harsher and more objective, so it's kind of unfair in a way.
Yeah, I mean, the scoring on this show, if we're being honest, is always a little problematic. Right. And that's why it's good that the fans vote as well. But I just think we'll get to it. But, like, knowing that Frankie Muniz scored, like, 4 points
that's
better than T.O. Granted, Frankie was good, but so is Terrell. So,
yeah, and
like,
I always thought that T.O. was even better than Frankie.
I would say.
He was a lot more fluid. I felt like Frankie was a little more stiff. And at least T.O. might not have had all the technicality. But I feel like he had the natural rhythm, which is what you want to see in a dancer. So, you know what? I'm going to disagree with that 15 score. I think everyone should get their votes in for T.O. because I think he has a lot of potential. So
I'm excited.
You're comparing two different dances, too. Like
this is true. This is very true. One was slow and one was a little more upbeat. So, you know, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see next week. But next up, so we have Debbie Gibson. And she is with Alan, who is one of our new professional dancers, which I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's amazing. I'm so happy to see him as one of the pros. And they did the Foxtrot.
Yeah.
So I'll let you guys start this one off. What do we think of Debbie's Foxtrot?
I thought similar kind of issues to T.O. Mm-hmm. Where, like, good rhythm. I mean, obviously, she's going to have a lot of musicality because she's a professional pop singer. But, yeah, there was kind of definitely issues in her frame and her arms. And she was equally stiff. I think she's one of those dancers who will see a lot of ease come into her dancing style throughout the season and just become more natural because you can tell she's got the musicality and kind of rhythm to back her skills for the season. She just needs to kind of ease into the actual technique of dance. I think
she was dancing to her own song, so I feel like that makes it even easier when you know the rhythm. It's your song, you've been through it,
and I think that was a hard dance. I don't know why. I think she'd be more, like I was even saying, like a jive. Like something where it's like fun and poppy.
Because
and she's
an
like,
80s
personality. Right, so it's something a little more upbeat. So I think something that slow was probably difficult for her.
Yeah.
But
it is fun to see Alan, though. They've kind of been, I feel like they've been priming Alan for prohood.
When they said he was born in 1994, I was like,
that's my
he's
age.
24 years old.
You guys are children.
What?
I'm also 24 years old. Go ahead.
You can't age yourself in the industry. Never,
you can't.
Never age yourself in the
Always
industry.
Always go at 24.
Yeah.
So if Alan's a professional dancer, we can do it too.
Yeah.
It's not too late for us, guys. Our time is coming. But so Bruno did his scores, and, you know, they got pretty, I think, decent scores. I thought I agreed with these scores. It was a 6, a 5, and a 6. Obviously, Lynn being the lower score, that's no surprise to anyone. But Bruno, his commentary said, good chemistry, watch her arms and her shoulders, which I did agree with that. It looked like the whole time she was a little
uncomfortable,
like, tense and like kind of stiff, which another thing, I think that'll come with time for her. I think
we'll see a different dancer completely.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe she wasn't completely in her element. Which mm-hmm. is weird, though, because she seems like a natural born performer, but maybe this was not the dance for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then also they said, I don't know if this might have anything to do with it. She had Lyme disease. Yeah. And so they said, you know, her muscles would, like, tighten up. So I don't know if...
She also said at the end of the dance that she felt like she had been awake for 4 days. That's the feeling, like, almost sleep wow. deprivation. So I can't even imagine what that must be like to have to perform this dance and be completely on top
sleep
of it.
Deprived.
And right. you're going...
And your muscles don't work.
The, yeah.
I think this isn't uncommon with pop singers, though, and even pop performers. Like, I think of a Heather Morris, who obviously was way further along than Debbie Gibson. But, like, she did struggle with the ballroom here and there, especially at the beginning. So I think being a pop music performer, we're going to see a lot of growth from her, but she definitely, the ballroom is a bit of a wrench, I think, mm-hmm. for her in terms of her dancing style. So, and someone noted she was a bit dead faced, which I actually agree
yes.
with. That's a good point.
I didn't see yeah. any emotion from her, which I guess in a ballroom it's harder, but you know, I now thinking about that, you didn't, she was pretty blank faced yeah. the whole time.
Part of me feels like that's either whatever she's going through and what she's suffering with the Lyme disease, mm-hmm. but another part of me is like, maybe you're like focusing on
so hard
on getting the moves right and the steps right that it's so hard to control this here when you're like, oh my god, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, okay, 100% be me. I couldn't match yeah. my face and remember 8,000 steps.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot.
Shout out to all of them. Okay, next up we have Sasha, I might butcher this, Peters, I think that's it. She's from Pretty Little Liars. Love that show.
Peterson.
I apologize.
Sasha Peterson.
And she is with Gleb. Gleb. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Yep. She's like, with Gleb. Gleb.
All right, and they did the cha-cha. So, I mean, I'll start this one off. I wasn't a fan of this one. To me, I looked at her and it looked like she was going maybe 75% full mm-hmm. out, and he was just
110?
1,000% compared.
I know.
So it's almost like he distracted me from her, so I wasn't watching her. And then when I did get finally back on her, it looked like she just wasn't that into it. So I don't know if that was nerves.
I was expecting more, especially, you know, you come out with this really elaborate blue sequin outfit,
right.
and you feel like it's going to be like, boom, boom, boom. But it was so, like...
It's, like, soft.
It was as if she had, like, just woken up from a nap, and she's mm-hmm. like, okay, I'll do it.
There was
no energy.
Yeah, and I'm glad you pointed out just, like, the discrepancy between energy, because, honestly, sometimes I see this with Keo and with Gleb, where, like, there's a point at which your hip action is so intense, and you hit moves with such precision that it's almost overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to, as the pro, to not always be a complete pro when you're not dancing with a pro. And I felt like Gleb was dancing like a professional, almost on his own, not mm-hmm. necessarily leading the way he should be. And yeah, I could tell she was someone with good musicality, but it really felt like she was kind of rehearsing it or marking it.
Right.
I felt like she wasn't really doing the dance full out. And when he was so energetic and so pointed with his movement, it was kind of jarring.
Right. It was like two contrasting things where I feel like they could have met in the middle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it would have been a really good dance.
Because then at that point, you're just looking at like him performing.
And like,
he's
oh
not
my...
the star.
Right.
A really good dancer doesn't just perform amazingly well in this environment. You have to be able to be a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the thing that I've been seeing in this episode, even though it's a great cast, some great pairings here and there. I just feel like there are some people who just can't teach as well as others, and that really will hold them back.
I agree.
Will hold the talent back from shining. Like, your job is to make the talent shine
yeah.
as much as possible when you're Dancing with the Stars dancer.
Right. And I even think, like, the best, like, I'll say this all the time, I think Sharna is the best at making your partner look good. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's the people that succeed, is if the choreographer isn't so much about themselves.
Like,
right.
Derek Huff is the best at doing
right. They
that.
Don't care so much about, oh, I like, you know, I need to look good too. But like, what are my partner's strengths? Let's play those up instead of making it, you know, so technical. So
very true.
Gleb, maybe work on that a little bit. But so Carrie Ann, she scored this one. And this score, honestly, now looking back at it, got a little higher than I was expecting. So it was a 6, and a 6, so a total of 18. So that was, out of the three, the highest.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying she really liked this. That she said, hit the angles, it was sexy and had a lot of technique. They lost a little bit in the beginning. I guess she had a slip up on footing. But Carrie Ann really liked it, which...
This is so confusing and weird to me because it was one of my least favorite dances.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two before it were scored like
lower.
It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand the grading system. If because for me, I guess as a viewer, I'm not looking at all of the technical aspects. I'm not saying, is this person in hold properly? Mm-hmm. Is this person doing the correct footwork? Sometimes I'm looking at, you know, the performance as a whole.
Right.
Is it entertaining? Are they, you know, feeling the rhythm? And mm-hmm. I just didn't feel that from her at all.
I didn't either. And but I feel like with Carrie Ann's scores, it's she's very kind of all over the place.
It's not consistent.
Just in general tonight, it's funny. I felt like Lem was much more contained, consistent, and agreeable than he usually is. And I felt like Carrie Ann was a bit... I love you, Carrie, but a bit coked out tonight. Yeah. Like, honestly,
that's a great word to describe
a little
it.
Bit. I mean, I just feel like, honestly, her commentary was kind of all over the place. And I agreed a lot with what she was saying, where I was kind of like, whoa, that's a bit of a left field perspective. But that's just me. I mean, I love Carrie Ann, and I think...
She's always my favorite judge, too.
Just not tonight.
Yeah, not tonight. I was not agreeing
little,
with her.
Yeah, she was a little off
a little all over the place.
Yeah.
Maybe she's sick, guys. We'll give Carrie Ann a pass on tonight. But next up, okay, I love him. So we have Drew Scott from Property Brothers, my favorite, and Emma Slater. So they did the Foxtrot. What did everyone think about this? This was to the fun song that you liked.
Yeah, Our House. I'm
so punny.
I don't know if it's called Our House, but they even had little house pictures on the dance
floor. They did
the
most with that
it
dance.
Yeah, it was a little over the top. And, you know, when I like the music... For a dance.
Right, you like
sometimes
jam a little more into
it. I overestimate
it.
How good the dance is because yeah. I'm like, this dance was so great, but it's like, no, I really just like the music a lot. So I don't know like if that's why I liked mm-hmm. it so much. But I thought he did a really good job. Like he felt like he was in his third, fourth week to me.
I don't agree.
Yeah, see, I'm like, I liked him.
I liked him. Yeah. I felt like he gave it the good old college try, but like he's clearly not a dancer. Actually, speaking of Drew's, I've very much got like a Drew Carey. I don't know if you guys watched his season, but he was someone who made it very far just skating on likability. He was never great. I think he was with Whitney, too. Someone in the comments, let me know if Drew Carey was with Whitney that season. But kind of an equal thing of, like, just a very likable personality. Someone who's earnestly trying their best. So you've got to, you know.
Right, you can't help but just root for him.
Right.
Right, I think he tried his best. I thought he was a little awkward with his movements. But he reminds me a lot of David Ross from last season, who made it to the final three. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that good, but tried so hard and just gave it his all and was so likable that he got carried, you know, really far. So I think that's going to be the same thing with Drew, because you can't help but watch him and smile, even if it's not the best, which it... There were some issues, but...
He'd be a fun one to see a lot of growth from,
yes,
you know?
Yes, and that's what I'm hoping. I really hope by the end of the season we see him just killing it and whatever. But then we had Lynn, who was... pretty Lynn-like with his mm-hmm. commentary, said, fix your feet. There was a hand mishap, apparently. There was a bit of a lost step, which I actually did notice. Which, I mean, I agree with Lynn. I thought he was a little harsh on poor Drew, but...
He said, you've made a tremendous mistake with this choreography. And I was like, okay.
Lynn,
episode
ouch.
One.
That's something you say in, like, week three or four, but okay, let's cut him up. When it's week one.
Yeah.
But then we had a 6, a 5, and a 5. So the 6 coming from Carrie Ann.
But here's an example of this was not better than Terrell Owens. And
no.
He scored better than Terrell
and
Owens.
He
which
scored better.
I felt like it was like equal.
I disagree.
I thought Terrell was just smooth. Like it flowed.
He was musical too.
Yes. And then I feel like Drew was just fun, but a little just off.
Not much musicality.
Right. Yeah. So I didn't see, I guess maybe that's Carrie Ann. I feel like she always scores a little higher as it goes on, so.
She has her favorites where she'll be like, I like you a little bit more, so I'm going to
bump you up a little bit.
Little bump.
Yeah,
or
I think
I have
so.
Faith in you, you need a little push. Okay.
Agree.
Positive reinforcement. Right.
Yes.
She's very emotional sometimes
yes,
in the way that
I think
she judges. And Len, I feel like,
is unemotional in every possible
yeah,
way.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes he prides himself on being the tough judge that he feels like it's so crazy when he gives a score slightly higher. Like, he's so self-important mm-hmm. in a way. But I still love him.
I do. Oh, okay, next, guys. Barbara. Barbara from Shark Tank. I can never say her last name. But everyone knows Barbara from Shark Tank, and she's with Keo this season, mm-hmm. and they did the salsa to Moneymaker.
So freaking tacky. I mean,
All right.
It was so tacky. I was entertained, but I was also cringing the whole time.
That's the word I described.
It's like, I could not look away from it because it was so engrossing, and I was like, I want to watch more. But it was just so bad. Like, there was a scene where she was like this, but instead of, like, going like this and, like, going all out, she's like...
It was just...
I was like, I can't watch this right now.
I'll give it... It was a lot with the gold sharks and the gold chains and everything.
It was tacky.
But she didn't have... I'll give her... I don't think the choreography was anything to work with. Yeah. I was really disappointed. What? She got a few steps, a few pops, and, like, shook her hips.
And that's really all. When we saw her in the rehearsal part, you know, before they actually do the actual dance, I remember when she first was practicing with Kyo, I was like, wow, she can move. She has some great footwork. It was just like a little bit that we were seeing, and I was so excited to see the dance. And I feel like this dance did not do her justice. We were talking about this earlier, that she's just paired with someone who's not really teaching her how to dance properly, and she has so much more potential than what we saw. I love her. I think she could go really far if she has the right teacher.
Part of the thing with this show is to have opinions, you know, and I've always kind of felt, and people disagree with me, which is great, but that Kyo doesn't necessarily do a great job of generating trust between him and his partners, or necessarily designing choreography that really plays to his partner's strengths. That's not to say that Kyo isn't an amazing dancer, I just don't always know how he is as a teacher. And I really think this was problematic choreography for Barbara, especially because we saw that she could move and she has decent hip action, and he has her crumping on stage.
Popping and locking.
I wish, like, if Barbara were with, like, a Derek or a Mark, it'd be really interesting to see what they could do with her, because she's game and she's a go-getter, and this was just such a mess.
That's the great word to describe it. It's just a hot mess.
And but I like Barbara too.
And I really hope she stays. I think she will. I mean, she has such a likable personality. I wrote down Bruno was, I guess, giving her a commentary, and she literally looked at him and said, "Who is this guy?" And that's when I was like, I want you to stay for a long time, Barbara.
Yeah.
Just so funny. I hope that Kyo is just trying to play up, you know, a fun dance. It's the first one. Like, let's make it, you know, fun to watch. But next week, I'd like to see them do choreography. That wasn't something I did kind of in my middle school dance.
I would too, yeah. But did you hear Len's comment? He's like, all that glitters is not gold. I can't do his accent, but it was
that was pretty on point, unnecessary.
And it was just like, I'm going to put a zinger in here just because I'm Len Goodman. And I was like, that was so unnecessary, but... It was also very funny.
Right, and so Lynn was the commentary. He said the dance is kind of weird to work on her hip action, and then the scores obviously reflected that. So we got a 5. Right. Lynn gave him a 4, which...
I understand.
I get where it's coming from. A little harsh, and then another 5. So I think they had the lowest score of the night.
I would vote for her, though, honestly, because I want to see her.
I want to see her in the future, but I guess I do agree with the score. I don't think it deserved to be kind of high up there, so... Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting, real quick diversion, this will be fast, an interesting point was brought up that Sasha's not a pro this season. And to me, it feels a little weird to put Kyo as a pro and not Sasha, just because I feel like Sasha's such a good teacher, but...
And I feel like Sasha is such a staple part of the show. Like,
I
feel like anytime I think of one of the pros, I think of him.
Right.
And I don't really ever remember Kyo that much, so... That is interesting. I'd like to know the reasoning behind that.
And for those who disagree, please... You know, defend him in the comments, you know, like, we're a democratic show, so.
We like to hear it. Okay, so next up we have a good one. Jordan Fisher and Lindsay, which automatically I love Lindsay. And I'll say Jordan had a bit of, Jordan's a Broadway star. So I will say they did the tango and it was pretty incredible. I'm assuming, did everyone else think the same?
It was one of the best, yeah. Yes. 100%.
I mean,
we're all on the same page here.
If I had to pick an early winner,
I think he would be in my top.
Right. This is literally like they do this all the time, and it's so unfair and it's so ridiculous. I don't know if you guys remember Dancing with the Stars way back, but there was a time that Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls won, and I was like, she sings, she dances, she's so athletic, she's the best choreography. You can't put Derek Hough, one of the best dancers ever, with Nicole Scherzinger and expect someone else to win.
And
it's so unfair. It's the same thing with the Broadway thing. I mean, yeah,
you're dancing professionally. It's a different type of dancing, but you're a natural-born entertainer. You're going to win. I mean,
that's, he's obviously going to be very different than any of the NFL players.
Right.
Right.
Like, he's had that training.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this always happens where there's a couple, like, oh, a Broadway actor. You're like, Broadway.
Broadway. Yeah. But what do you do on Broadway? You dance.
But I'm here for it.
They totally try to downplay it, too. Like, he was like, remember when they were saying, like, yeah, you know, I've never really done anything like this. I was in Hamilton, and it's just like...
I was in Hamilton.
That's literally... Okay. You're a performer. That's your job. Right. You do this for a living.
I mean, and I will say, I honestly couldn't tell the professional from the celebrity in that really dance. It was
so good.
I mean, Lindsay's choreography is always amazing,
she's
but
just great.
I loved every. They did a very good job of using every single second of this routine productively and efficiently. And there wasn't a single beat missed. Mm-mm, there was even with Tango, you always prep and set your frame, and every time, even between those, they would have choreography hitting the beats to set their frame. And she does this like a really special kind of dance, and I think they're going to go very far, and it'll be crazy if they don't.
Oh, I will riot if they don't. So Carrie Ann was the judge for that. And, of course, I think she said, you shouldn't be that good on week one. And I 100%, that looked like one of the finale dances, honestly. So, I mean, they got one of the highest scores to match their dance. They had an 8 from Carrie Ann and then a 7 and a 7. So one of the high scores of the night with the 22, which I agree.
Yep.
I think that was very well deserved. And I saw online that they are the youngest dancers. Both of them combined are the youngest in the whole competition. So
nice.
Good for you guys. You're doing great.
Ooh, this is Lindsay is Julianne 2.0. I kind of agree.
I see it.
Yep.
And I
like that.
Every one of her dances, I don't think I've ever seen one where I'm like, I don't like the choreography. I just think she really gets her partner. And like even last season when she had David, who was this, you know, big baseball guy. She played up to his strengths so well.
Mm-hmm.
You go, girl. All right, next up we have Nick Lachey with this part of this married couple twist that we have with PETA, and they did the cha-cha. And Jeff, to quote, said, Nick Lachey moves like a frat guy. Which, honestly, I kind of see it. I thought it was fun. It was entertaining. It kind of just looked like a college kid dancing in a bar to me.
Yeah,
in a good way. So fun.
I think. Let's see what I fun to watch. I think it was just a little too snappy with the fist bumps for me.
But it was fun. It's almost like you're in some sort of dance club and you watch someone performing and you just get so into it.
Right.
It felt like a karaoke night, or
for sure.
Right. No, it was karaoke night.
I liked it. I thought it was like. It was entertaining.
Right. It was very entertaining. I'll give it that.
Kind of like the point of Dancing with the Stars. If you want to see someone kind of relatable and it's fun, he has such an endearing personality, too.
Right. I mean, I do want to see him go far, and I think he has a lot of pressure. His brother won first place on season 2, so, I mean, he's got a lot riding on this. And I think because of the whole married couple with his wife there and then PETA and Max, I think they'll probably stay for a while because people are going to like, I'm assuming, the whole competitive nature of the married couples.
Mm-hmm.
But Lynn, what did Lynn say? So Lynn liked it. He said they went for it. It was all or nothing. They had a little leg move that was really awkward, which I do remember that Lynn pointed that out. It was interesting. But so their scores, a 6, 6, and 6, 18 total. I think that was pretty well reflecting.
Nick, to me right now, is someone who just hasn't been able to let go of his kind of nerves. And I think there's an element of watching a dancer when they're able to let go and kind of embrace the ballroom component of what they're doing. Because for a lot of guys, it's uncomfortable because it doesn't come feeling like a very masculine way to move, which is how he's very used to moving, which you saw in his whole dance. He was kind of, it almost just like you're watching a dude dance rather than like a professional male ballroom dancer. But I think he's musical enough that if he lets go of that, he could be really good. And I agree with the scores.
Why did he agree to do this? Because we saw that he said that he would never do Dancing with the Stars. I almost feel like his wife is like, let's make this a joint mission.
Oh, I'm 100% saying his wife had a big influence in this.
Because he was so opposed to doing it, and all of a sudden, he's just like, okay.
It's a career, man.
Yeah. I mean, good for you. I'd probably do it, too.
I'd do it, too, yeah.
I wouldn't oppose. So next, we had his wife, Vanessa Lachey, with Max. They did the cha-cha as well.
I love her, by the way.
Yep.
I think she's very likable. I think she has the whole silly factor. She's fun to watch. I love Max's choreography. The whole with the babies and him making the baby dance as well.
It was so cute.
She's a mom. I thought it was just a cute, very likable routine. Do I think she's the best technical dancer? No. I think the only thing I'm worried y'all might disagree with me is she's likable. She's not amazing. So I wonder if she'll be forgettable, which I think we were talking about that as well. Because she's not, you know, the most memorable Barbara, but she's not the Jordan Fisher, so is she gonna get kind of lost in the middle?
I feel like when Nick is there, people will remember her because of that association. Mm-hmm. And I think there is definitely an advantage there of them being together at the same time. So if one of them gets eliminated, I think the other one's going to be in danger because Nick can't really dance that well. I mean, he's so great, though. Mm-hmm. I loved his dance. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was good, but he's not, like, pro level, right, obviously. But I feel like Vanessa had much more dancing prowess than
I agree. I mean, Nixon. She looked sharp.
She looked so good.
The footwork was there. The arm movement was really good. And then, so Bruno was her judge, and he liked it. He said it was a very proper cha-cha, mm-hmm. which I agree with that. He basically just said, maintain what you did, and you'll be good. So she got 7-7-7, beat Nick, mm-hmm. which I agree. I thought she was the better out of the couples.
Totally.
So she, actually, that was one of the higher scores. So she had a 21. So, I mean, I think if she keeps improving, she will stay, but...
Yeah, she was great, but I am worried that she's one of the ones... When you're not the best female dancer, and you don't have a very emotional story grounding your reason for being on the show, there's always a dancer who leaves too early. I think of, like, Alexa Vega, I think of, like, Sabrina Bryan.
And I remember that from mm-hmm. the Cheetah Girls. Yep. I was, like, shocked when that happened.
I know, and I'm worried that Vanessa's going to be that dancer, just because right now she's not the clear standout best, mm-hmm. but she's very good. But right. you need to... I just think that could be a tough role to occupy this early in the season. So I like her a lot, and I hope she stays, but I'm a little worried about her. But we'll see.
I agree with that. So fingers crossed for her. Next up, we have Frankie Munoz and Whitney doing the foxtrot. What did we think about this? You know, I think, personally, we can go over his scores in a bit, but I thought he scored way too high for this. I think it was decent. He had a good posture, a good lead. I thought it was just a little stiff. What did you guys think of old Frankie?
I almost feel like the criteria to judge on Foxtrot is easier than the criteria mm-hmm. to judge on the other ones, and that people can get away with more on the Foxtrot. Because I feel like with the Foxtrot, what the judges are looking for, are they in hold properly?
Mm-hmm. They're framed.
Do they have good posture? So it's more like, you did this, okay, so you're going to automatically get this score, versus your performance was so engaging and it was so great and I was so mesmerized by it. It's less of that and more of, you didn't do the stuff you're not supposed to do, so you're going to automatically get like a 7 or a 6. I thought Frankie Muniz was so adorable and so
endearing.
I never knew he was that, like, shy and soft-spoken and nervous. I never sensed that from him. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of interesting to see a child star that I kind of grew up watching, Malcolm in the Middle.
I mean, it is fun to see
guest role on Lizzie McGuire. It's kind of cool to see that now.
I feel like Frankie actually did a really good job of kind of leading and sort mm-hmm. of being the alpha. Like, even though I don't think his technique was great, I felt like more than a lot of the other guys, and I actually felt this way about Derek Fisher too, kind of did a good job of, like, sort of being the man in the partnership, which is, I think, an important thing that you sometimes don't see early because the female professionals can sometimes overshadow their partners. Mm-hmm. So even though his technique and, like, I think he was stiff and there wasn't much musicality, I did think he did a good job kind of, like, commanding the dance, mm-hmm. which is a good place to start.
Which is something I wouldn't look at him, no offense, Frankie, and think that, right. that he'd be this, you know, macho man that was leading. So I definitely agree with that. And his scores, it was Carrie was his judge. She loved it. That's what fans fall in love with, is what she said. And his scores were a 7, a 6, and a 6 for a 19. So a little high, but I mean, I guess I see where they're coming from. So, I mean, I guess compared, if we think back to the beginning, back to those scores, that it was a little high, but...
I think so, too, compared to Gio.
I liked Mercy's comment on the live chat. He looked like a nervous dad, LOL.
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
I totally see him with a little blazer, and he was so adorable.
Oh, Frankie. But real quick, before we move on to our last, let's see, we have 4 more. I want to talk a little bit about a new medical drama that is on ABC Monday night. It is after Dancing with the Stars at 9, or 10, 9 Central, and it's called The Good Doctor. Honestly, so excited for it. It's from the creators of House. Is one of my favorite shows.
So good.
So fun. It's about a doctor. It's Dr. Sean Murphy. He has autism and Savant syndrome. He becomes a surgical resident at a prestigious hospital, and he has these genius-level skills, and no one knows how he relates to patients. He saves all their lives. And honestly, it's one of the most anticipated new series of the fall season. I mean, it stars Freddie Highmore. I don't know if y'all watch Bates Motel, but
he's great.
He's in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep. I never knew that.
Yeah. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. And it is on tonight, was the premiere of it, 10, 9 Central on ABC. Everyone be sure to check out The Good
Doctor. It's going
to
be good.
I'm excited. I'm going to binge watch it as soon as I get home. But moving on, we have Nikki Bella and Artem. And they did the tango, a lot of body slams. And honestly, I like this. I think she's going to be one of the strong females to go far. I think just her stage presence in general, she kind of commands the dance floor. Mm-hmm. So I liked it. I thought she was fierce. I thought it was a solid dance. Maybe not the best of the night, but definitely a solid performance. What did y'all think?
I liked it a lot. She just, exactly like everything you said, mm-hmm. I'm 100% on board with. She's a performer. This is her living.
Right. She knows what she's doing.
In the spotlight. I would like to see her twin make a special appearance.
Yeah.
Brie Bella. That would be really cool if they had one with, like,
sister twist.
Two of them, or if they got injured, the twin takes over.
Right?
Yeah. So there's a couple twins on the show. There's Drew from...
There's Drew, and
then
there's Nikki. Twin season, married couples.
Yeah.
This is funny. There's a lot of doubles this season, yeah. I think this is going to be a controversial opinion, so I'll be interested to see what the chat thinks. I thought Nikki's dance was very good. She's obviously a good performer. For some reason, something about her specifically I didn't connect to. I don't know why. I think it's going to take some time for me to just kind of warm up to her as a performer. I think she might have the whole time seemed just too performy for me.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even real almost.
I get it.
Yeah, I think see that. During her package, she seemed a little like she was on stage the whole time, even in rehearsal. And
like it was a wrestling match almost.
Or something, I don't know. But I just think I have to warm up to her before I can really get on board with her dancing. Mm-hmm. But she was obviously good. I just think she needs to take a deep breath and kind of ease into her choreography a bit. And I think her kind of authenticity as well. But I'm excited.
Yeah, I agree. I think she has a lot of potential. I think, like, I want to see her break down one week and, you know, really have, like, a raw emotion.
Yeah.
I hope they don't just, you know, overplay her as, you know, like, sexual and, like, flirty and fun. Like, let's see, you know, some real raw emotion. But
I think it's good to have a little bit of that in the beginning because it kind of brands her as, for the people who mm-hmm. don't know who she
oh,
is,
yeah.
this is Nikki Bella. And then she's remembered for that.
For that.
So as this, like, we'll gradually get into it. We'll see more of her heart because...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, if you follow her, like, on social media or anything, she does have a soft spot.
Oh,
like, there have
yeah.
been so many times that she's been sad about things, whether it's about her issue of wanting kids and her husband mm-hmm. not wanting kids. Whatever it is, like, she definitely has a soft spot.
I think we'll see it. And then Len was her judge, and he liked it. He said good body contact. He did give her a critique, which I didn't pick up on this. I guess I was distracted by her. But he said stop looking down and lift her chin up. So I think that might have reflected on maybe his score. She still got high scores, a 7, a 7, and a 6.
Mm-hmm.
You guys agree with those scores?
I agree with that.
I do.
Yeah.
I think maybe, she could have used another 7.
I agree. I thought, yeah, Bruno with the 6. I don't think that was, I don't know where that came from.
A quick thing I'm a little worried about with this partnership is that Nikki is so outgoing and kind of the alpha. And I think Artem is pretty shy and kind of quiet. So I wonder how they'll do as a partnership. And I hope Artem doesn't let Nikki kind of walk over him mm-hmm. because, I don't know, we'll have to see. But this just, it'll be an interesting partnership. And I've got to warm up to them, to be totally honest.
But. I have to make one comment that I do think Artem should dye his hair back. And I'm very curious if other people agree with me. But
the chat's been talking about the hair.
Artem, dye your hair back, please.
Yeah, they're talking about it right now.
So all right, funny. Next up we had Derek Fisher and Sharna. So Derek Fisher, NBA star, they did the salsa. I loved it
so much. I was like, why 3 6s? Are you kidding me? I was so confused by the scoring.
I mean, it gave me some High School Musical, like, basketball throwbacks. I think maybe that's why I liked it. But I thought he was good. I thought he was very confident.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of what made me want to keep watching him. I was like, oh, like, he doesn't look nervous at all. You would think that he's been doing this for a couple years. So.
And he's one of the biggest stars on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, Derek Fisher, they got a Laker on the show. I mean, he's huge.
Yeah, I was surprised by how confident he was. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I think their critiques about his technique were fair. He needs to tighten up, I think, his precision.
They said his hip rotation.
Action. Yeah, that was a good point about his hip action, was it was kind of, like, horizontal, and it wasn't. But at the same time, I really feel like he's got a lot of natural charisma and dance ability, and I kind of couldn't take my eyes off of him during the dance. So I'll be really interested to see, like, what his journey looks like, because he's... He seems like he might be kind of the quiet, dark horse.
I agree. I think he's going to go far, and I especially think it's a great partnership with Sharna. Mm-hmm. I think she just will take him far, especially if he's already shown this much potential in the first dance. I think they'll go far. I don't agree with the scores. Bruno was, you know, his judge, and he made the hip comment mm-hmm. and said to watch his arms, and they gave him 3 sixes.
I'm not worried about him, though, because I feel like he's the type of person everyone is going to vote for because he's so freaking mm-hmm. likable. Mm-hmm. He's also well-known. And then for the people who don't watch sports at all,
I mean, I don't really watch sports, right?
And I love him. Like, I would vote for him right away because he's great. Like, Barbara and him, like,
I think we'll see them for a bit.
I think the one interesting point that was brought up was, like, it wasn't really a salsa.
No, it wasn't.
So that's fair.
But it was still fun. If you're judging on a salsa, I get why it's sixes. But as an overall performance, come on, throw in, like, 1 7 at least. Give me a 7.
Yeah, I think he deserved a 7. But next up, so we have our final two. We have Victoria, Arlen, and Val. And they did the cha-cha, and I just love her. Incredible story. I think she's going to be someone that you just can't help but root for this whole entire season. I mean, going through 10 years of paralysis and mm-hmm. then doing that dance tonight when she can't feel her legs was incredible. And to not be able to feel your legs. And I thought she did a really good job. I thought she held her own. I mean, I must say I wasn't expecting that performance from her. I thought mm-hmm. she might struggle a little more. So I thought it was really good.
She is probably my favorite contestant out of everyone. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think the story plays into that. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely felt like this whole dance routine pulled at my heartstrings. Just going from that really inspirational story of how, like, it's almost as if she was written off. Her life was over. And then she makes this transition from going from, like, this vegetative state mm-hmm. to, you know, finally being awake. Conscious, aware, but in a wheelchair, and then going from that to being able to dance on Dancing with the Stars, do an incredible job, and despite all of that, like, she is so bubbly, she's so warm, right. She's vibrant. How can you go through these things and be such a vibrant, beautiful person?
I love these, like, and granted she is hosting now, but I kind of love these, like, picked from the non-celebrity, there's always
it's refreshing.
The inspirational, like, someone was mentioning Amy Purdy, Noah Galloway, Niall DeMarco. I also think of Alec, who was the, you know, the guy who helped rescue those hostages on the train. Mm-hmm. And these are always some of my favorite mm-hmm. dancers in the entire competition. And she was great. I mean, like, I think, first of all, Val did a really good job choreographing this.
She's so great.
The whole package with, like, the lighting and what she was wearing. And even the song choice was just, it all felt very appropriate. Mm-hmm. And I think her musicality is very good. Obviously, I think there's going to be a little work needed with her footwork, mm-hmm. but also she can't feel her legs.
Right, so,
like,
you got to give her a little wiggle room
of course.
How does that even work, though?
We've
had a contestant in the past who had one leg that was a prosthetic leg, mm-hmm. and there was a part time when it came off or something happened, and I remember thinking, that's insane, how do you dance like that, like, how are you
but
that great,
but
now you,
feel.
You can't feel both of your legs, like, nothing at all, how is that humanly possible to do such a great job, mm-hmm. have him lead, have the perfect facial expressions,
right.
be completely in the moment, in the music, and just have this incredible personality, incredible story. I think she's going to go
I think farthest. She'll go far. And I want her to. She's one of my top favorites. It'll be interesting, though, because this was a slower dance. Mm-hmm. Will she be able to do something like the Jive, where it's so fast-paced?
I think she will.
I think she's an incredibly hard worker, but mm-hmm. I think that's something that'll be interesting when it comes to faster footwork,
right.
if she'll be able to. But Carrie Ann was her judge, and she said it was the most joyous performance she's ever seen. She had a good connection with spirit and body, which I really do agree. I think mm-hmm. she's a fighter, and you saw it in that dance. And the scores were a 7, a 6, and a 6, so a 19. I thought there should have been one more 7
Me
in there.
Me too.
But
I think from a technique standpoint, but at the same time, it's, like, tough because she's facing her home, and the other contestants are facing. I'm not worried about her sticking around, so I'm really excited to see her journey.
See, this is the thing with judging is, do you
it's
judge,
hard,
like,
right.
how do you judge people? Do you judge them based on their highest potential, or do you judge them based on how other people do? Is it something that's relative? It's so hard to come up with a consistent scoring when they're not professional dancers and they each have completely different backgrounds.
It's and not different like stories.
Not everyone's on the same playing field. It's not that type of competition. But even her outfit, by the way, total side note, that pink outfit
that was so out there.
And when she had a story behind it saying, this is the exact same color that this
her
is the color
wheelchair,
of my wheelchair,
her crutches,
my cast, like every single thing. I was like, I like how things come full circle. I always like
that. Yeah, that whole dance was
full circle.
Very
story.
Full circle.
Loved it.
Well, last of the night, great. Lindsay Sterling, the violinist, and Mark, they did a cha-cha, which they got also one of the high scores. They tied with Jordan Fisher. This dance, I didn't expect her to come out swinging that hard, honestly. I thought she was crisp, fluid, good lines, so sharp. Honestly, I thought she looked like a professional.
Yeah, I mean, she looks like a dancer.
She does. And very good facials. Like, you couldn't help but watch her face.
Mm-hmm.
So, just great performer.
I was not surprised at all that Lindsay Sterling was this good. I mean, for those who know who she is, she's this kind of very arty, like, solo violin player. And she'll kind of dance as she performs. And they did bring up the good point of, like, playing violin actually forces you to be in frame. And I mean, like, I think her and Mark are the perfect partnership. Really glad the producers put them together because they're both kind of those quirky, artistic, but deeply creatively passionate people. And I'm just so excited about this partnership.
Oh, I think we'll see a lot of really good dances from them.
It's a perfect pairing. I like that one.
Oh, that was a good dance. I'm going to go home and watch it again.
Well, I think she's got a little bit of technique to learn, but that's because she's never ballroom danced before.
Exactly.
And I think she's going to be a really quick learner, and I foresee her going very, very far.
I could see her in the top three.
I'm
making that prediction right now.
It's a good prediction.
Definitely, I see top three.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn was her judge, and he said it was the dance of the night, which... Oh, I'm still in a toss-up between her and Jordan, but I definitely, between those two, I think those were by far the top two dances of the night.
Yeah.
Any other dances that should be up there?
I know the Victoria one isn't the best technically, but for some reason it's the one that resonated with me the most.
Right.
It's
of
not
course.
The best, but it was my favorite.
I agree.
And there's
I think
a difference
she was
between
definitely
best
a fave.
And favorite for me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so Victoria's was my favorite. I would say Lindsay's was the best, though.
I agree.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
She did great. And then, so her score is obviously a 7 and 8 from Len, which is a surprise. And then another 7, so 22. So her and Jordan are the top scorers. And then I believe Barbara was our lowest scorer. Yes.
Oh, but one of my
Barbara
favorite
Barbara and T.O. were the lowest.
Vote for Barbara, guys. Come on. Like, seriously, vote for Barbara.
Yeah.
I want to see her around longer.
She'll be interesting, for
She'll
sure.
She'll be interesting.
And I love Shark Tank, so.
Oh, I want to see her. Well, before we wrap up, I do want to ask, who does everyone think will go this week? Who will be the one to go home?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I know, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, honestly, Sasha, because just it wasn't memorable, but then you think with Pretty
too.
Little Liars has such a following.
But does that demographic watch a ton of Dancing with the Stars?
That, I don't see that that's going to be the big toss-up.
Although Pretty Little Liars is Freeform, and Freeform and ABC Family are pretty much one and the same, and it's linked to ABC. I don't know if I'm stretching here at all, but I feel like there has to be some sort of overlap between ABC and then the new ABC Family Freeform.
Right. So
maybe people watch both? I don't know.
I'm actually worried about our property brother.
Oh,
I'm not worried about
him.
That.
I really liked him.
I think he's fine. I think he's fun, but
I think
you're right.
Sasha.
I just think like a lot of people vote for Barb because she's on the most popular reality show on a network. And like
she like her commentary tonight was just such gold.
She's I like Gary Busey a little bit. Who was like having him around was so much fun. It'll be interesting to see, but if I was Drew Scott, I'd be a little nervous. Even though I want Drew to stay, but I don't know.
I do too. But you're right, because thinking about everyone else, I can't think of anyone else who might go home. I don't think T.O. will go home.
I don't either.
He's not.
I don't think the Lachey's will go home.
I think Frankie Muniz might.
Oh.
Because he's not super relevant. It's
That's
just,
true.
It's just people, I feel like people like me can appreciate Frankie Muniz because we grew up on Malcolm in the Middle. Even the Lizzie McGuire episode where he.
Exactly.
Yeah, or Agent Cody Banks.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah. Like we
grew up on this. Was he in that? Was he in Big Fat Liar?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that is such an underrated movie.
It really is. I couldn't even remember if that was him. But he was in so many things that I watched as a kid, and I can appreciate him. I don't know if other people are going to appreciate him.
What audience is watching?
And I don't think people are going to vote for him, even though he's so cute.
Oh, and Debbie. That's a good point. Debbie might go home.
I don't think Debbie's... it's going to be either Debbie or Sasha. I think it's going to be Sasha, though.
I think the PLL thing is going to keep her alive.
I think so. I think her Pretty Little Liars... Oh, and Janelle from Pretty Little Liars got third on Dancing with the Stars. So clearly the Pretty Little Liar people, they vote.
I could see
Debbie going, actually, now that I think about it.
Someone brought her up and I was like, yeah.
Which is, like, sad because I want to see her. I know. She was on Broadway, too. I didn't realize she was on Broadway. Yeah.
We'll see. It's just, this is a bummer season to watch people go because there's really no one I'm, like, meh about. Right. I like everyone,
exactly.
So.
Like, who would I not be sad to see go? I'm going to get so much hate in the comments section. I will not be sad to see Debbie go.
Fair enough.
Well, you're right because, like, I don't know 80s music that well. Sorry, it's before my time. But... I guess.
Oh,
I
wait, sorry. Did I say Debbie? I meant. No.
Oh, shoot. Well, I just said Debbie.
Oh, Sasha.
I meant Sasha. I'm going to get hate because I meant Sasha from Pretty Little Liars. Pretty Little Liars is one of the huge fan base. She didn't do anything for me. I was like, eh.
Yeah, it was a little half-hearted for me, but.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, guys, next week is episode 2. It'll be interesting. We'll see who goes home. Thank you guys for guest hosting on this
panel. This was so fun.
So much fun.
Yeah, this was really fun.
Well, there were so many good dances to talk about. Way to go, everyone on there. And guys, I will not be here next week, but my other host who will be doing this panel will be here next week, and I will be back the third week, so you'll be seeing me more. And yeah, everyone, you know, keep commenting what you want to see and hear from us, and we will see you all next week.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye. You guys can find me.
Oh, my God. Guys, I just got really excited about Dancing with the Stars.
Mina was not going to let the show end.
Like, just kidding.
This is Jeff. This is Mina. No.
Guys.
If you guys want to keep up with other things that I'm doing, I'm doing a show called DVR Report, where I will actually tell you every Monday night what show you should tune into. Other than Dancing with the Stars, of course, there are so many other good shows coming out this fall. So tune into DVR Report, AfterBuzz TV, and you can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
And guys, my name is Jeff. You guys can find me online at Jeffrey C. Graham. Mina and I are not official panelists, but we will be filling in here and there. But you guys have an amazing... Oh, that's nice of you to say. But you guys have an amazing panel coming up, so get excited. And also, just so y'all know, Morgan was a dancer in college, so I know...
I was.
Y'all are always giving us hate about technique, but
guys,
she knows her stuff.
Guys, I promise, at the University of Texas, you can Google me. I was there.
Yeah.
I have some rhythm, I promise.
Absolutely.
Notices the technical stuff on Dancing
with
the Stars.
She'll be our technician, but let us know in the comments what you guys thought of the show. Let us know what you want to see more of, and it's going to be a great season.
I'm very excited about this season.
Yeah, and it's going to be awesome, so thanks for tuning in, guys, and you want to take us out, Morgan?
Yes, and guys, you can follow me, sorry about that, on Twitter at Morgan_Willette. I love interacting with you guys. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Morgan Lee Willette, and thank you so much for tuning in. I can't wait for the rest of this season.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everyone.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV
staff.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.